We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek Vav, Mishnah Daled. Lo yetze ha'ish, lo besaif velo bekeshet. A man is not allowed to go outside on Shabbat wearing a saif, a sword, a keshet, a bow, velo betris, not with a shield, velo be'ala, that means not with a club, velo beromach, not with a spear. If he did go out to Reshut HaRabim wearing any of these items, then he is liable to bring a korban chatat. As the Mishnah is going to explain, these items are not viewed as jewelry or clothing, they're considered masoi, burdens, and even if a person doesn't carry them in his hand, even if he's just wearing them in his belt or on his shoulder, he is chayav chatat, because it's considered a masoi. However, that's the opinion of Tanakama, meaning Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer omer, tachshitin hen lo. Rabbi Eliezer says these items have the status of tachshitin, of jewelry, and therefore, for the man. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, he agrees that it's asumi derabanan, right? And the reason why he agrees that it's asumi derabanan is because they make him look like he's going in to fight a battle. So that's why it would be asumi derabanan on Shabbat. But midoraita is not chayav. Chachamim omrim, but chachamim disagree, and they explain their argument to Rabbi Eliezer. The reason why it's asumi deoraita, because enan ela lignai, these things are nothing but a disgrace for a man. Shene'emar, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya perek bet, vechitetu harvotam le'itim, the day will come when Mashiach comes, vechitetu harvotam le'itim, they will beat their swords into spades, v'hanitotehem le'mazmerot, and their spears will turn into shears. Lo yisa goy el goy herev, one nation will not lift up a sword against another nation, velo ilmedu od milchama, and they will learn war no more. Which means, we see from this pasuk, that weapons are not a desirable item, so they cannot be considered as jewelry, Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer. So if a man wears them in Reshut HaRavim on Shabbat, he is over on deoraita, and is chayav korban chatat. Now, the continuation of the Mishnah discusses two items that are worn by women. Just as a word of introduction, in Hilchot Tum'ah V'Tahara, the halakha is, as the Mishnah in Masechet Kelim Yudbet says, an item of clothing cannot become tameh, is not susceptible to Tum'ah, unless it directly benefits the person who's wearing it. So therefore, the Mishnah says the following, Birit Tehora, ve'yotzim ba b'Shabbat. Birit means a garter. A garter is what women wear to hold up their stockings. So birit is tahor. What does that mean, tahor? It's not susceptible to tum'ah, because the benefit that's provided by the garter is not direct. It only serves as an accessory to the stockings to keep them from falling down. And therefore, the garter itself is not susceptible to tum'ah. However, they may go outside wearing it on Shabbat because it is still considered an item of clothing, because it keeps her stockings in place. So there's no concern that she might remove it to show or whatever it may be, because then her stockings would slip and her legs would show. So she would never do that. Therefore, yotzim ba b'Shabbat, although it is something that is not mekabel tum'ah, but it can be worn outside on Shabbat. Kevalim, however, teme'in ve'en yotzim bahem b'Shabbat. Kevalim means chains that are used to connect garters. So they are teme'im. That means they are susceptible to tum'ah. Now, what chains are we talking about over here? The Baal Tanura explains that it was the practice for young girls to connect their garters with a golden chain. The purpose of that was to prevent herself from taking large strides, from too wide of steps. So since these chains directly benefit the one who's wearing them by protecting their body, so then they could become tameh. The kevalim, the chains of these garters, can become tameh. They are susceptible to tum'ah, ve'en yotzim b'hem b'Shabbat, and they cannot go outside wearing them on Shabbat because they might remove them to show a friend. A girl could remove the chain without disturbing her garters or her stockings. And therefore, Chachamim made a gezerah not to wear them, because as they are made of gold, she might want to show them to her friend and then mistakenly carry them in Reshut HaRabim. The next Mishnah, Mishnah He. From here to the end of the Perek, the Mishnayot will list various things that a person is allowed to wear outside on Shabbat. Yotza Isha Behute Se'ar. A woman can go outside into Reshut HaRabim on Shabbat with Hute Se'ar, with strings braided into her hair that are made out of detached hairs. Ben Mishela, Ben Mishel Chaverta, regardless of whether the hairs are from her own or her friend's hair. Ben Mishel Behema, or from animals' hair. But she can wear them outside on Shabbat, since these strands of hair are braided into her hair, so the Chachamim are not concerned that she's going to remove them for any reason. Ubetotefet ubesanvutin bizman shehen tefurim. And she can go outside into Reshut HaRabim with a totefet, right? Reminds us of the word totafot, with a headband, or sanvutim, or head bangles, if they are sewn onto her hat. So then there's no chashash she's going to remove them. Bakavul ubepe'a nochrit lechatzer. And she can go into the chatzer, into a courtyard, with a kavul, that's a forehead pad, or with a wig. Bemoch shebeozna. Also, she can go outside with a cloth in her ear to absorb the wax in her ear. Ubemoch shebesandela. And also with a lining in her sandal to protect her foot. Ubemoch sheitkina lenidata. And a padding that she prepared to absorb the blood of her nida. She's allowed to go out with that as well. She's allowed to go out bepilpel. She can go out with a peppercorn in her mouth. That was the old-time mints to overcome bad breath. Ubegargir melach, and with a lump of salt in her mouth, which would be used to heal tooth disease. Ubechol davar shetiten etoch piha, and anything that she puts in her mouth for these reasons, ubilvat shelo titen lechatchila b'shabbat, as long as she doesn't put it in her mouth on Shabbat in the first place, which means she's allowed to go out with these things in her mouth only if they were placed there before Shabbat began. If she puts them in her mouth on Shabbat, so someone who doesn't know that she has, let's say, bad breath or some kind of tooth disease might suspect her of using this method to carry them somewhere on Shabbat and wouldn't know that she's putting it in her mouth for her purpose of protection of her breath or from her disease. And therefore, on Shabbat, she cannot put it in. But if it's already in her mouth beforehand, she can leave it in and even walk into Reshut HaRabim. Ve'im nafal lo tachazir. And also, even if it was already in her mouth before Shabbat began, but if it fell out on Shabbat, she cannot put it back into her mouth on Shabbat, for the same reason as we explained before, why she may not put them in the first place. Now the Mishnah continues and gives us items that we have a machloket. Shen totevet v'shen shel zahav, Rabbi Matir v'chachamim osrim. Shen totevet, that's a false tooth, and shen shel zahav, a golden tooth, according to Rabbi, it's mutar. She can go out with it. There's no concern that she might remove it from her mouth. V'chachamim osrim, chachamim forbid these items. They hold that since the false tooth or the gold plating are something that is noticeable, so it might be a source of embarrassment, and it might cause the person to remove them and carry them, even though it will reveal a blemish, but it's embarrassing, according to Chachamim, and therefore it's asur to go out with them on Shabbat. Of course, the Mishnah is referring to Shen Totevet or Shen Shel Zahav, which is removable. Obviously, if we're talking about ones that cannot be removed unless you go to the dentist, so then that's something that the halakha is not speaking about over here. And v'halakha kechachamim, as the Baal Tenura says. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.